Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Join me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi's here. I'm glad he's here, too. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's an educator. He teaches leadership at Harvard University School of Public Health and is the MBA director at the Daniel Webster College. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, and he one of the things he does is he helps people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's here today to talk to us about retail. Tom Anastasi, welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Tom. What's the word on retail? What do we need to know about retail? All of our retail folks out there, they're in the middle of it, aren't they, right now?
They are. They're having a good time. But one of the things is that most women have already got their Christmas shopping done or maybe getting a few little odds and ends.
Or if they don't, you don't want to be around them right now.
Exactly. Most guys are just thinking about starting. And,
oh yeah, there's no question about it. I wait until 4 o'clock Christmas Eve to start do my Christmas shopping.
That's impressive because if you look around the malls, it's all guys, and it's a complete demographic shift.
And if you'll notice, the guys aren't, even though it's Christmas Eve, they don't even look the least bit frantic.
They're used to it. I mean, they do this every year.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you got to do? Well, the first thing you got to do is make things easy for them. Make things easy for them, or even the women shoppers who are really busy and are last-minute shoppers. So what you do is include gift wrapping. You can have signage which points you to really interesting things. I mean, this is the time where small businesses...
At this point in time, they need ideas and help, don't they?
They do. And
they don't just need lower prices. They need service.
Exactly. And this is for small businesses really have a huge advantage that sometimes they forget about. Mm-hmm. Because having somebody sit there going around and helping you pick out things and just giving you confidence that things you've picked out are good. Having interesting things, not the type of things you can get anywhere at the mall, but really very cool things that are going to catch people.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're coming at the last minute, especially if you're a late shopper, the way to pull off something cool and be like the hero of Christmas morning is to pull something, have people unwrap something that they never thought they'd get.
Exactly. And, yeah. And this is where small businesses thrive, and they do very, very well. Things like you can increase your margin incredibly at your register, rather than having a nice, clean register, have a few things out right near that are impulse buys.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be expensive, but they have to be interesting.
So are people looking for stocking stuffers now, too?
They are, and this is
do people
a
still
time...
stuff stockings?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
And you know what? My wife always insists on wrapping every single, well, the thing
oh,
that's
no.
spring, of course, for our young listeners. But every now and then we'll give a couple little things, and we wrap everything. So you've got the Santa presents, and then we also throw a few things in there too after Santa's done. And
now, when I was a kid, Santa didn't wrap the things he brought me.
Really?
They were unwrapped. They were kind of there. You know, he brought those down the chimney unwrapped and didn't wrap them. What does he do these days? I don't know about Santa these days.
Well, so Santa will, he'll still unwrap a few things, but he pretty much, in Hollis, he'll wrap everything.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, and so one of the things is that you can also steal some ideas from our big brother, some of our bigger
places. Yeah, the big boxes.
Places by signage. You know, if you go into most, big chains, they've got signage down to an art. Well, you know what? Go ahead, even if you're a small business, have some signs. Put some ideas into people's heads. That's all they're looking for. People are not price conscious at this point. I mean, you have to charge a fair price. You can't rip
people
off.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. In fact, I can see where a small business could almost make their month here in the last week. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Because this is the point where all the things that small businesses are about are the things that are most valued by your last minute shoppers.
Mm-hmm.
And take advantage of that. Take advantage of that. One of the things is that I've seen businesses say, we're local, so if you want to shop on our website, if you're within our zip code, you can still order up until Thursday. We'll mail it out before 5 o'clock, and I mean, the post office is still an amazing place, and we'll get it to you by Saturday. I mean, it's the perfect time because Christmas falls on a Sunday. So if you mail things out on Saturday to your local area, they're still going to, on Friday.
Well, or how about this? If you find it on our website, send us an email or call us and give us your credit card, and we'll put it aside and hold it for you with your name. We'll have it wrapped up, and all you got to do is come by and get it and save you time.
That is invaluable.
Yeah, I don't think the big boxes are going to do that very much.
No, they're not. They just don't have time to. I know that Barnes & Noble, they have their, you can order a book or a movie online and pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done terrific with that because, people look at a lot of those giant Barnes & Nobles and are just intimidated by it.
Right.
But I only want these four books. I know what I want. You order them online. They send you a text message. And then you go pick it up. But by the way, keeping in contact with people by text message is huge, and small business owners can really take advantage of that. So
I'm a good example of that. I did business this year with some people, and they just texted me and said, "Hey Jim, I got this deal. Do you want it?" And I just typed "Y" back in my phone, and they had all my information. They knew how I was going to pay for it, and they made a sale. All they did was text me.
Yep, and this is the time where people are looking to save time.
But you can't do that, Tom. You can't do that if you haven't met them and if you haven't built a relationship with them enough where you can say, if you'll let me have your cell number, I'll text you when this new stuff comes in.
Right. And this is where, again, small businesses who really know each of their customers can sit there and say, oh, my gosh, Jim or Tom really wanted this. Just going to give you a call. No pressure.
Right.
Just want to let you know.
Absolutely.
This is a really cool thing.
Some people would rather have that as an email. Exactly. Hold on to that thought, Tom. Hey, Tom, before we take the break, give us your website, please.
Yeah, tominastassi.com.
Just like it sounds.
And I can sign the book and get it out before Christmas.
The
so
successful
that's a
entrepreneur.
Deal.
There you go. You'll get it out right away, folks. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.